The following is a paid program. Advice and opinions expressed during the Fox World Travel Show are solely that of the hosts or guests of Fox World Travel and not WTMJ Radio or Good Karma Brands Milwaukee, LLC. Whether you're planning the trip of a lifetime or just a weekend getaway, the Fox World Travel Show will be your guide. On WTMJ.
Welcome into the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. My name is Alex Crow, hanging out with you. Rose Gray is here with us as well, one more week removed from her trip down to the Dominican Republic, and now you're really dealing with all the snow. You having flashbacks yet?
A little bit. Yeah, everybody knows that I'm a much better warm weather person, but with that said, that was what was preventing me from going to Alaska way back in 2008.
Really?
And when I went and found out, okay, you big baby, it's not that bad, that's kind of what prompted me to start doing some serious research on Antarctica and knowing that before I end my travel career, mm-hmm. I will definitely be doing that. So imagine my surprise, Alex, when several weeks ago when we announced Antarctica,
yeah.
I got a call from one of our superstars that works on Saturday, Cindy, and she said, Rose, I booked 3 people, 2 cabins on your Antarctica immediately after the show was over. I went in, I looked in our system, I saw who it was. I've traveled with these people before to Egypt, so I was thrilled about that. Imagine how excited I was when Stacy reached out to me via email and said, Rose, this is not a once-in-a-lifetime trip. My traveling party and I went to Antarctica in February of 2020, but we're going with you again. And I'd love to come on the show and talk about it. So I said, well, of course. Well, so we welcome in Stacy.
Stacy, thanks for joining us today.
Hi, thank you.
Okay, so you went in February 2020.
We did.
Okay, now that's summer, and that's when we need to go, right? December through March.
Yes.
Okay. And tell us a little bit about your experience. Like, did you start in Ushuaia? Did you sail the Drake Passage and all of that?
Sure. So we actually, our pre-night was actually in Santiago, Chile.
Okay.
And I know your pre-nights are going to be in Argentina. So I am super excited about that, though, because while we love Chile, we had to cross a border. So at 3 o'clock in the morning, we had to get up and get ready for our flight and spent 3 hours going from Chile to Argentina. So I am really excited that your trip is going to be, you know, originating in Argentina. So that was really great. And we loved Ushuaia, and I'm glad we have another night there too. It's a cute little town. That's where most of the expedition ships embark from. And then, so you spent typically 2 days crossing the Drake Passage. And they talk about either getting the Drake Lake or the Drake Shake, meaning either really rough or really calm. We were lucky both ways. We had really calm weather, smooth sailing, no problem. We arrived in Antarctica early, actually, because of that. And then you wake up one morning and you see land, you see the continent, and you start your experience, and it's fantastic. Go ahead.
The wildlife must just be mind-blowing.
So what I like to say, too, is that for us, this was like Alaska on steroids. And what I mean
by that, yes.
Yeah, it's just, it's phenomenal. So what I mean by that is because most of your expeditions are via Zodiac, you are on the surface level. So you are up close, you're personal. It's just way different than whale watching on a boat, you know, up top on a deck. You are down at their level. And the one time I can't even describe, it was, we were watching this pod of whales for about an hour and a half, and they are breaching and fluking and passing underneath our Zodiac where we were not supposed to be, a little bit too close for them, but it wasn't our fault. And it's just, you get up close to the calving glaciers, and we hiked a glacier, and the penguins come right up to you when you're on the path. I mean, it's just, It's just phenomenal.
Stacy is the Antarctica expert. She's been once and she's headed back. So we are, of course, if you have any sort of questions about that, send us a text message. The AccuNet Mortgage Talk and text line is 855-616-1620. Rose, is the trip for Antarctica open right now for bookings?
It is. And actually, Stacy, this is so cool. I looked one more time this morning before I came on the show. Everybody that is on this trip, I have traveled with before, and I have traveled with to some unique places. You, Dennis, and John, Egypt, a couple people to Africa, a couple of people to Vietnam. So everybody that is going with us has traveled with me at least once, and from knowing you, John, and Dennis, this is just going to be one fabulous travel party, let me tell you.
Stacy, I have a couple of more questions for you about Antarctica. Can you hold on with us through the break so we can keep this going in the next segment?
I sure can.
Perfect. Thank you. Stacy is laying down all the knowledge about the Antarctica trips. First-hand experience. You're not getting that anywhere else. This is the this is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. We have plenty more coming up next.
Guys, let's face it. As we get older, things in the bedroom are not the same.
Planning a vacation? We've got you covered. You're listening to the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Welcome back to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. My name is Alex Crow. Rose Gray is with us as well. And we're also talking to Stacy on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. She, of course, is the expert in traveling down in Antarctica. At least she's been there before. She's got some firsthand experience for us, which is, Rose, more than you and I can say at this point.
That's right. So far, this is just something I've been dreaming about and researching. Stacy, I had a bunch of people have emailed me, a number of people, and asked how exhausting is this trip? I mean, I know you mentioned glacier hiking. Those are optionals, I presume, correct?
Yes. It's really not exhausting at all, to be honest with you. So some of the landings are what are considered dry landings and some are wet landings. So meaning some of your excursions, you're going to take the Zodiac to the to land, and you have the option of just really kind of staying put. You have the option of doing a hike. I did not hike all the way up the glacier. Dennis and John did. Dennis and my brother-in-law, Jim, we were not with John on that trip. And they did because it was pretty steep and looked kind of slippery. And there was a woman who slipped and had a penguin poop all over her.
Oh, yay!
I did not feel like doing that. But instead, I took the path around the other side of the landing site and watched these amazing glaciers just calving and calving. And then I had penguins coming up to me, pecking at my camera. So it was, you don't have to do, you know, those type of things. And then the Zodiac cruises are glorious, but you're in the Zodiac, and your guide, your expedition team, they're driving the Zodiac, and you're among these humongous icebergs, and you get such a different perspective, again, because you're on the water level.
What would you say is the biggest draw, Stacy? Is it getting out there and interacting with the wildlife, seeing those penguins up close? Is it getting to see the glaciers and kind of walk along the area, even if you don't choose to hike all the glaciers? What's the big draw for you personally that is making you want to go back to Antarctica?
All of the above, but particularly wildlife. We're huge wildlife fans. We love Africa, and I think it's going to be different. I mean, it's you know, everything, every landing might be different. Different types of seals and penguins that you see are going to be different. We didn't not think we would go back until we saw that Rose was going again. And we were like, oh, we're going.
Right, yay. So it's January 17th of 2022. So you've got a year plus to dream about it. We are taking a small group, and we still do have space available. So at 11 o'clock, when our phones open at 866-GO-FOX-GO, you can certainly call and get more information and grab one of those remaining cabins. Stacy, how cold really did it get?
the million-dollar question.
Yes. So, first of all, I think they're going to provide us parkas.
Yep, right, and we get to keep them.
Oh, there you go.
So leave room in your luggage to bring them home because these parkas are big and they're warm, but really mid-40s.
That's what, funny. Yeah. So I even saw that in South Georgia, it can be as warm as 50s and 60. So wow. I think global warming has something to do with that, right? We're not that happy about that. So
yeah, I would think. And there was like one day where we looked, because you do get internet occasionally, and it was warmer in Antarctica than it was in Wisconsin.
Fabulous.
I think I remember that because there were a bunch of tweets going viral of the screenshots of the temperatures. Stacey, as we kind of wind down the Antarctica talk here, give me the quick elevator pitch for someone who's been there before, right, and you get to interact with all this stuff. Give me the elevator pitch for why I should want to travel all the way down to somewhere that's freezing cold, put on a parka, and go to Antarctica.
Because it's very unique, and it really is, for most people, once-in-a-lifetime experience. And again, it's fabulous, the wildlife, the marine life. And it's an expedition cruise, so it's also very educational. You're not going to get big casinos on board. You're going to get lectures and very low-key, laid-back, and just gorgeous. The scenery is just absolutely gorgeous.
So it's really not for everybody. I mean, we have to be very honest and tell
Correct.
People that this is really an immersive, educational, and you're with Rose, so somewhat fun trip.
Yes. And typically a day is going to look like there's going to be two landings a day. There's going to be in the morning and then late afternoon, and then your free time is in between. And that's when you're going to have your lectures. They might have a tea time. There might be a game of trivia, but there's not going to be any big cabaret shows or anything like that. But it's also very fun, and we learn a lot.
Perfect. Stacey, I cannot thank you enough for taking the time. I have to ask you one more thing. Did you do a polar plunge?
Oh, so... Dennis wants to challenge you to a polar plunge, I think.
I'm doing it.
Yeah. Oh, there
I'm
we go.
I'm doing it.
So he did, and I actually chickened out. Oh. I was very, very close, and I read all the stuff that they, you know, the consent forms, and I thought, oh, God, I chickened out. But now I have a second chance.
There you go.
Nice.
All right. Well, Dennis, Rose, and Stacey on the polar plunge. Who's joining us?
Yeah.
So John will do it, too. I know he'll do it.
Awesome.
So for sure.
Stacey, thank you very much for joining us and providing your insight. We really appreciate it.
Oh, you're welcome.
Thanks. Happy holidays.
Me. You too. Bye-bye.
This is the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. Rose Gray is still here hanging out with us. We've got a couple of callers. We have some questions on the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. If you've got a question, give us a call or a text message. 855-616-1620. That's 855-616-1620. We're taking your calls and your questions next here on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
Plan a perfect vacation, no matter your budget. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Welcome back in to the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. Rose Gray is here with us from Fox World Travel. She is laying down the knowledge and, of course, taking all of your travel questions on the Acunet Mortgage Talk and Text Line at 855-616-1620. Dave is in Plymouth. He's got a question for you about Florida, so we're going to get to that in a second, Rose. But first, let's head over to Ed, who's in Greendale, because he wants to keep the Antarctica theme going for just a little bit longer. Hey, Ed, thanks for waiting. You're on WTMJ.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Just checking to see if there are any single cabins or single rate.
I believe there is, and the pricing is on the website. So if you go to our website at foxworldtravel.com and hit the vacation travel, the travel tab, then under vacation you will find Fox Group Vacations. And the pricing is there, and it's with and without air from Milwaukee if you want to do that. And there's some optional insurance information, and there's some single pricing there for you as well. So check that out on our website.
One other question, if there weren't any singles available anymore and you had two singles applying, might you try and match them up?
Typically what we do in that situation, if you ask the question when you sign up and then we get another one, we will contact each one of you and say, can we share your information? And we kind of let that up to you to make that meeting happen, because we want to make sure that, you know, it makes sense. So definitely put that information out there, and we can talk about how we can facilitate that for you.
Super. Thanks a
lot. Thanks, Ed.
Thanks for the question, Ed. And Rose, you were saying this before. We kind of just glossed over it a little bit when we were talking to Stacy, but this is a a closed group. It's a relatively small group of people that are going.
Well, I'll just be very honest with you. We can right now we have a total of 13 cabins.
Okay.
And we have quite a number of people that have already signed up. We have reached out to Globus, who is the provider, one of our preferred partners on this particular situation, and they said if you sell those, we will see what we have left and we can give you more, but you don't want to be on the outside looking in.
Yes.
If this is something you want to do, you can put your deposit down and you've got a year to get fired up for it.
And it's once in a lifetime, maybe not for Stacy, but for a lot of other people, right? Getting to go down to Antarctica and interact with penguins is something that you don't get the chance to do very often. So you got to jump on this if it's something that you really are interested in.
That's for sure. And again, it's pretty inclusive. When you take a look at our website, you'll see that, I mean, just like any cruise, your meals are all included on the cruise. There's a few optional things that you can add to it, that we can discuss with you. Meals are on your own when we're on the land portion of it. But all in all, I mean, it's a pretty inclusive package once you get actually on the ship.
All righty. Well, I think that's going to do it for the cold weather trip talk, Rose. When we come back after the news, we've got Dave, who's in Plymouth, and Nancy in St. Francis. Both of them have some vacation questions for us, and they're focusing on the warmer weather, trying to get away from all this winter weather stuff. So we'll talk about that when we come back on the other side.
Before you pack your suitcase, hear from the experts. Here's more of the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Welcome in to the Fox World Travel Show here on WTMJ. My name is Alex Crow, Rose Gray with us as well. One quick note before we head over to the Equinet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Of course, we all know the weather out there is nasty, and after we finished up our traffic update, there's a new accident out there. Now it's a crash on 94 westbound at Moreland Road South. The right lane is blocked as you move through there, and 94 westbound right now from the Zoo Interchange to Highway 16, running about 3 minutes longer than usual. So again, the right lane is blocked on 94 westbound at Moreland Road South because of a crash. We'll keep you posted right here on WTMJ. All right, Rose, let's put all that nasty winter weather out of our minds for a while. Let's start focusing on the warm stuff. Dave is thinking Florida, but right now he's in Plymouth. Hey, Dave, you're on WTMJ.
Yes. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
We are hoping to see dolphins and not penguins. So this is our first time going to Naples. And I'm wondering, what kind of day trips do you think you would recommend?
So you're staying right in Naples.
Yes, we are.
Okay, perfect. Yes. So what I would recommend, certainly, is making sure that you see Sanibel Island or Marco Island. Those are great day trips. Not sure if you want to take an entire day trip, but there's a very cool thing that you can do from Fort Myers, which is the Key West Express. And it is basically... It's an express ferry, but it's a very, being that you're in Naples, you probably realize that's a pretty high-end area. So that is a very high-end kind of fast, fun way for you to get down to Key West. And then you can spend the whole day in Key West, which I just absolutely love. There's also the Manatee Echo Tours that go on around that area as well. And that, I believe, is in Punta Gorda. So there's a lot of different, that whole area, Sanibel, Marco Island, Fort Myers, Naples. And truth be told, that's probably some of the best shelling I've ever done in my life. So if you just are a beach walker and love shelling, that's a fun day too. So, and of course, you're close enough to Sarasota that you can go up to that area if you have a car and explore Sarasota as well. So that's a very fun area to either do nothing or lots.
Now, as far as car rental, how would you deal with that? We're probably going to need to rent a car. So what's the best way to do that?
Well, there's a couple different things you can do. First of all, you can certainly call one of our experts at 866-GO-FOX-GO, give them your flight information, and we can tell you what we've got going on. There usually are a couple of different rates on the car rental. They're going to entice you to pay in full, and give you a discount for doing that. And then there will be probably some stricter cancellation policies. Then they'll give you another option to just make the booking. You don't even give them a credit card. You just make the booking. Those are usually not quite as discounted, but they give you flexibility. So if you want to change it, you want to upgrade it, you want to look around. I do know sometimes people have two or three different options holding out there, and then they wait till the very last minute to cancel. And then also, I always recommend checking with your car insurance company before you leave, just to make sure that you've got coverage so you don't have to take unnecessary insurance if you are in fact covered with your own automobile insurance here.
Now, can you do that at the airport, or do you do it online as far as the car?
If you do it at the airport, you are kind of at their mercy, and you're going to get what they've got available. If you do it ahead of time, you know what you're getting. You pick your economy or your compact or your intermediate or your SUV or whatever it might be. And so you're kind of, you're the master of your own destiny with regard to your car rather than being at their mercy.
Do you pick the car up at the airport?
Yeah.
Then?
Yep. So now, some car rentals will have off-site, but they have transportation to get you there.
I see. Okay. All right. That answers my question.
Perfect.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
All righty, Dave. Enjoy the Dolphins. Enjoy instead of the Penguins. I like that one. We got Nancy in St. Francis. Doreen's in Sheboygan. We're taking your calls on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Your questions for Rose Gray of Fox World Travel. 855-616-1620. That's the number on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. Real quick, Rose, right before we go to break here, how can folks get a hold of Fox World Travel?
Yeah, so Saturdays we have people manning the phones from 11 to 4, and that number is 866-GO-FOX-GO, and they'll be phones will be open at 11 o'clock.
Nice. Alrighty, we'll get to Nancy and Doreen and any of your questions right after the break on WTMJ.
Getting you your dream vacation without the headache. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Welcome into the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. Rose Gray is the expert. She's the one who's answering your questions on the AccuNet Mortgage Talk and Text Line. I could try, but I think you're just a little more well-traveled than I am, Rose. So we'll stick to you handing out all the advice. Nancy's over in St. Francis. She's got a question for you. Thanks for waiting, Nancy. You're on WTMJ.
Hi, Rose.
Hi, Nancy.
I was wondering if you have sent any of your travel agents down to Puerto Vallarta to see what this season of traveling is going to be like.
Yeah. So I have not talked to one of our travel advisors who have been there, but I have talked to some of our guests who have gone, and they're just Puerto Vallarta lovers. And we were a little concerned at one point in time because Jalisco, which I'm sure if you know Puerto Vallarta, you know that's the state that the city of Puerto Vallarta is in Mexico. They did have a curfew, but Puerto Vallarta was exempt from some of the rules of the curfew. And so you could go into town. You could go to the Malecon. They said it was very, very, the protocol for Puerto Vallarta was very similar to what we're experiencing in Cabo and what we're experiencing in Cancun. But it just, they said you could definitely feel that the capacity was quite down. The hotel that they stayed at the Rio Vallarta, and they've stayed there a number of times. They said it was very low capacity. It was under 20% when they were there. And
wow.
Again, all of the people were masked. All of the people who were servicing them were masked. Temperatures were taken at the restaurants, and everything was pretty much sanitized. They had a very similar experience, as I said, to my Cancun and Punta Cana experiences, but they said the capacity was very much down at this point. And that was in October that they went.
How about the dining in the downtown and the romantic area?
Yep, some
are
of
they,
that.
Some indoor of, dining? Or?
Yep, so they had some indoor dining, very spaced. The ones that made it, some of them were boarded up. The places that you are very familiar with, they said about half of them were still boarded up. And many, wow, when they went into town, and they love town, so they went into town a couple of times, they said they always looked for a restaurant that had outdoor dining. They just felt better about that. And they did, you know, they went to the Cheeky Monkey and they did all of the things that they normally do, but they looked for outdoor dining.
Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, Nancy.
Thank you, Nancy. We appreciate it. Well, we're focusing on international travel, Rose. I got a text message here from a 920 texter who says that they're planning a trip to Paris and maybe London with their 12-year-old granddaughter. That sounds like an awesome trip to be able to take with your family. They want to know if there are any group vacations for families that you would recommend and when would be the best time of year to take a trip like that.
Well, summer for sure. I mean, if you can't, first of all, they're probably going to not take their grandchild out of school. So it would probably be June, July, or August, which is a great time to go. I prefer June. It's not quite as warm. August tends to get a little bit more crazy. Mm-hmm. And that's where this is all non-COVID related, right? We're talking about pre-COVID. Because almost all of Europe shuts down in August. Mm-hmm. And that's when the Europeans take their holiday as well. So I try to avoid August if I can. That sounds like a great trip. What I might recommend, when you have a 12-year-old, a group trip, unless it is a family-oriented type group trip, mm-hmm, may be somewhat bored with the whole thing. So what I might recommend is this. We have we work with a company which is called Monograms, and it's in the Globus family of brands, same company that's doing our Antarctica trip.
Okay.
And they have a really cool program that includes both Paris and London. And we can get the Eurostar, which is the Channel, mm-hmm, which we're not supposed to call it that anymore, the Channel, with a Eurostar train for you and all of that. And what it is it's a half-day sightseeing tour. Mm-hmm. It's the use or the access to a tour manager that's available to you if you need help.
Cool.
And then you're independent. And you can kind of craft some of these itineraries, and our experts can help you with this, because a 12-year-old wants to see the highlights, right? They do not want in-depth four-hour museum experiences. Trust me, I'm planning a trip for my 10-year-old grandson in 2 years. He will be 12. He wants to focus on World War II,
nice,
but I know we're going to be doing highlights.
Yeah.
We are not going to delve deeply into too many things because of the attention span, right?
Yeah.
So that's how we're working that.
All righty. Well, we got Doreen, who's in Sheboygan. She's got a question for you as well about rebooking, maybe taking a trip that was planned for now and scheduling it off down the road, and looking for some advice on that. And I know a lot of folks are in the same boat. We'll get to that right on the other side of the break here on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
W277CV and WTMJ Milwaukee.
From the Annex Wealth Management Studios,
this is News Radio WTMJ.
Getting you your dream vacation without the headache. This is the Fox World Travel Show with Rose Gray on WTMJ.
Welcome back into the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. Just a quick reminder about that weather outside right now. We do have a winter weather advisory in effect until 6 tonight. The roads are starting to look a little slick as well. Right now we've got a crash on 94 westbound at Moreland Road North. The right lane is blocked through there, causing a bit of, some delays on 94 westbound. So make sure you're using plenty of caution out there on the roads today. All right, here on the Fox World Travel Show, Rose Gray is answering all your questions. Doreen in Sheboygan has a question about rebooking and postponing a trip, looking for some advice. Thanks for waiting, Doreen. You're on WTMJ.
Thank you. Hi, Rose.
Hi, Doreen.
I'd like to preface things. Hi, I'd like to preface things by saying I'm a teacher, so it really does limit when we can go on vacation.
Right.
And our situation was, we've loved Cabo. It's been a place we've been going over spring break. So in May of 2019, we booked to go again last March of 2020. The airlines did allow us to rebook at that time for Christmas. We had no idea that 9 months later we'd still be in this situation. And due to some family situations, we are not able or comfortable going in a couple weeks. So we'd like to rebook it again to December. I know the airlines are going to be difficult about this, and wondering if you have any advice for us. We're going down on American and back on Aeromexico.
Okay. So you've got two battles to fight there. Quite honestly, the airlines are not being as difficult as they initially were in March, when they all thought this was going to be a very short-term situation. They didn't know what a world of hurt they were going to be in. They were being a little bit difficult in March and April, quite honestly. Things have loosened.
Yeah, they definitely were.
Yeah. Things have loosened up a lot. You may have heard at the beginning of the show between when Stacy was on and we started taking calls, Delta Airlines and United Airlines have now decided that international travel is going to have zero penalty to change, and domestic trips that are booked before the 31st of March will also not have penalties to change. So you see the airlines...
Does that mean for people who are booking something new now, or do you think that even applies to us?
It's for people who are booking something new now, but that just gives you an indication of how they're loosening things up. They realize that this is just, you know, something that they absolutely have to do to keep their customer base. So it sounds to me like you've already had to do it once with both the airlines.
Correct.
Okay. And what about your resort? How were they to work with?
They have rebooked, and we're thinking to bump it out to next Christmas. And okay. That is, you know, they're being very good.
Okay. I feel like if you really plead your case, I can't speak to Aeromexico. I really do not have any experience there, except to suffice it to say my sister is actually on an Aeromexico flight as we speak.
Nice.
From Canada to Zihuatanejo, and she had a really, really radical schedule change that she was not happy with, and they started out being a little difficult, and she pressed, and they got better. So that's my one and only Aeromexico story. But as far as I'm concerned, I think you're going to have pretty good luck with Americans. So I feel like if you plead your case and you're willing to rebook, now the thing to keep in mind too is you can only book scheduled air 330 days out. So because we're not there yet, you may not be able to make that booking yet. So they may have you hold it as credit.
And that would be fine. We just don't want to be out. It's like $1,700
right.
worth of airfare with our initial investment, and then we had to throw a little more money at it to rebook over the Christmas. So
yeah. I think plead your case. They're being much, much more kind than they were at the beginning of this.
Yeah, and good luck with that trip, Doreen, and let us know how it goes with all the rebooking stuff. We got about a minute left here on the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ. Rose, you want to wrap things up a little bit?
Yeah, I do. I want to just remind everybody, our website has been kind of revamped and looking really good. When you click onto foxworldtravel.com, you will see a banner that scrolls, and what is absolutely something you should take a look at, because we're very proud of it. Yes, certainly the COVID-19 travel updates are important, but you will see a segment where we have received at Fox World Travel 3 Magellan Awards through Travel Weekly, 2 gold and a silver, one of which was for Little Fox Explorers, and we talked a great deal about that when COVID first started, as well as how to manage unused airline tickets for our business travel partners. It's a pretty short read, and I'm very proud of Fox World Travel and the 3 Magellan Awards we won. Take a look at that. Take a look at our new website, foxworldtravel.com. We're open at 11 o'clock, 866-GO-FOX-GO, and they can answer all your questions.
Beautiful wrap-up job, Rose Gray of Fox World Travel. Thanks for hanging out. We'll do it again next week. This has been the Fox World Travel Show on WTMJ.
The proceeding was a paid program. Advice and